But we have back-to-back guests here on a Patriots
All
Friday.
All right.
We have Mike and Wenu, Patriots offensive lineman, joining us here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike and Wenu, how are we doing this week?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. Oh, we're doing great. We've been spending a lot of time this week with the Patriots on the bye week, really talking about your former head coach, Bill Belichick, at the University of North Carolina. What do you think of the move? How do you think he'll do?
I think he'll do good. I think he'll be successful. I think, you know, something different for him. So, you know, only good things can happen from it. Has a lot of football knowledge, so I'm sure those college guys won't shy away.
You know, as a put yourself back as a high school kid, or even now as a college kid who can transfer, because everybody seems to transfer now, do you think would there be a lot of appeal to go play for a former NFL coach?
I think it will be a lot of appeal. I think he will bring a lot to the table that I'm sure probably other coaches, you know, don't have the same track record. But, you know, just coming from or just seeing that he's just coming from the league, I think a lot of guys would be interested in that. And then should see who he brings in.
You, forgive my ignorance on this. You played for Harbaugh at Michigan. Is that who recruited you when you were there?
Before there.
You were already committed. So maybe it's not a perfect analogy, but I was wondering how much of a factor that was in your commitment, given his NFL ties and just what you're able to learn playing for a former NFL coach.
I would say it played a big role for sure, you know, knowing that I was going somewhere that would get me pro ready. But, as far as my time there, I definitely felt like I was prepared for the next level and for the NFL when I got there. You know, the way we kind of had things running was similar to, like, how the NFL is and how it was in my first year. So I would say I had a pretty good grip on it of how the life would be.
How was the bye week for you? Were you able to get away a little bit, check out from football?
Yeah, I was able to get away. I went home just for a little bit. It was cold there as well, so I didn't want to stay too long. It was snowing there, and it wasn't snowing here, so I had to get back as soon as possible.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any snow here. I was going to say, it's really plenty cold here, but we haven't gotten any snow here. What do you try to do with your downtime?
Like during the bye week?
Yeah.
Or are you the same in general?
Yeah, well, no. Well, either way. Yeah, I was curious specific about the bye week, but take it wherever you want. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. Bye week was cool. I didn't do nothing. I just went home and saw family. In my free time, though, I'm pretty much just checking out other sports, to be honest, and really just hanging out, reading some books and watching movies.
Nice. Any good movie recommendations?
Yeah, don't give us any books. How about movies?
Yeah, movie. I'm not going to read those. What do you?
I don't remember the last movie I watched, to be honest.
Must not have been.
I've kind of just been watching TV shows and what's been on TV. Really more sports every time.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you this. You say other sports. Does that mean like college football or does that mean NBA? Like, what are you watching?
Yeah, that was college football, NBA, basketball, and college basketball as well.
Do you like the college football playoff? I think most people do, but then I'm also, you know, if you're on one of these teams, all of a sudden, your season might be like 20 games long, it feels like. They keep adding games, conference championships. You might play, three or four playoff games. It seems cool, like, on the surface, but if you're a player in it, that's a long year.
I will say, I'm sure, you know, it will probably help with adjusting to the NFL schedule, but, you know, they've been playing 12 games for a while or something, you know, some places, but you know, the more games that they get or the more teams in the playoffs, I'm sure it'll be more games. I'm sure they're not complaining, but, you know, after a few years, we'll see how they feel about it.
There's no baseball to watch right now, but I imagine all professional athletes took note of Juan Soto getting $765 million. Any thoughts on the contrast or the gap between Major League Baseball players and NFL players, the guaranteed money?
Not that I have an opinion on, but you know, as far as future wise, I think my son is going to play baseball or basketball.
Good move. Left-handed pitcher is what you want. That's what
you'll
want to do.
You'll be in good shape for
I'm right-handed, but I can train him, man. I can train him up.
Switch him as soon as you can. What can you tell us about this Arizona defense? I know you guys have had a couple of weeks to take a look at them. So what jumps out when you watch them? Mm-hmm.
I would say they're a well put defense. They play well together. You know, it's really kind of hard to get a grip on them. they kind of just go out there and play. In terms of, like, you know, you can't really guess what they're going to do. They kind of just do a lot of different things. So kind of just got to be ready for them to spin the wheel and just play what's out there and see the field through the same set of eyes.
Last night, I meant to ask this earlier, but last night,
yeah.
Devondre Campbell, linebacker for the 49ers, was asked to go into the game. He declined. His teammates, George Kittle, Javarius Ward, pretty upset about it. Similar thing happened a few weeks ago with Deontay Johnson. We saw Antonio Brown leave in the middle of a game a few years ago. Has anything ever happened like that on a sideline with you, even going back to high school, where a player refused to go into a game?
No, I've never been around anything like that.
How would you feel if a teammate did?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, it's not my place. Obviously, not on the same team. But you know, as brothers, as players that go through the same thing every day. You know, go through the hard times, practice, summer, and then season. You know, it's kind of a letdown. But you know, guys are going through different things. You don't know what's going on, so just try to take it that way.
Okay, he's Patriots offensive lineman Mike Mwenu, Pats and Cardinals on Sunday in Arizona. Mike, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Mike Mwenu, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That is a crazy story.
It's a crazy story. That's a level-headed approach to it.
Yeah.
Like, he's out there, he's like, you don't know what these guys are going through. Like, it's true, you don't know what they're going through, but still, like, the guys on his team.
Kittle and Ward might know what he's going through.
I was
going
to say, they were not.
They were not pleased.
No, they were not. They're not okay with it. Yeah, I mean, that'd be a tough thing to deal with. Like, you can't walk back through the locker room. That's for sure.
Oh no, has he been cut today? If he hasn't, he probably will.
Shanahan
basically said they were going to after the game.
Yeah, they kind of have to. Maybe they're looking to try to save some money or something. I bet they're like reading all the fine print,
Can
we get out of this without having to pay him anything?
That's the holdup.
That's what the only thing they're waiting.
That's 100% the holdup.
Yep.
617-779-7937 Patriots Friday. Alex Van Pelt and Mike Mwenu back-to-back there. They will both be up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. That'll be up there shortly. YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday. Lots of bells and whistles. Hopefully you've held off on making any bets, locking anything in. You hear it. It's the keys. Keys. The Patriots and Cardinals. It's next.